All right, and we're going to move around a little bit as we're waiting on some individuals to join us for the meeting. And it's my understanding that Commissioner Whitmire also may be joining us via Zoom. I'm looking to our team to see if he's been able to join. When he is on, we will let the public know that Commissioner Whitmire is with us. So with that, I'm going to jump down to item number 6, which is petition 251. Do we have anyone here in person that will be speaking? Okay, very good. Let's go ahead and move to that, Director Hirschman.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the Commission, Secretary Roebling. Tom Hirschman, Director of the Wildlife Division. Today on your agenda, you do have two petitions, and the first one that we will address here is number 6 on your agenda, petition number 251. It has to do with Black Hills elk hunting. This particular petition was brought forward by a gentleman that lives in this area of this particular hunting unit, Unit 4 in the Black Hills. He is here today, Mr. Clinton Rittberger. And Madam Chair, I guess what I would recommend is give the mic over to Mr. Rittberger to talk to the commission, explain a little bit his reasons for bringing forward the petition, and then I will jump in and speak on behalf of the department. But at this time, Mr. Rittberger, I give the microphone to you, if you don't mind.
Welcome.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and the rest of the commission. So in regards to this petition, this is a request to move the dates of cow elk season. Currently, the season is approximately October 15th, and the rest for the 2 weeks remainder of October and the first 2 weeks of December for cow elk season only. So we have been seeing that the historical data for harvest on cow elk in this unit alone is generally, it's 37% is probably the most prominent figure, and then generally it can be down around 20-25% in the last 5 years. What we're seeing right now is the habitat community in this area is changing dramatically. It's becoming more of smaller parcels being purchased, and so housing is starting to become a prominent consistency in that area. And then we also see larger tracts of land being sold where that hunting is not a privilege. It's very secluded and probably is not even allowed. It's private land. This unit is, I'm going to say probably, I'd be very confident to say probably 90% is private and might even be 95% is private land. I'm not against the landowner's rights to seclude hunting or not allow hunting at all. That's not an issue, as everybody has their right. But what we see is that it becomes a nuisance then. The animals, the large wildlife, they take this as a refuge, and then it becomes a burden for the rest of the hunters to try to harvest. So my request is to open up the first 2 weeks of October, along with bull season, to make the opportunity more advantageous. The last part of the season of cow season is in December, the first 2 weeks, and it becomes frustrating for the majority of land of hunters from the East River to want to drive all the way back out and take the opportunity to shoot something, and so they generally want something consistent and to make it worth their time. And so we're seeing that later season in December doesn't always have the best opportunity. Because, again, the burden to drive all the way from East River back out to West River. So my hope is that this would be more advantageous to open up the season in early October to cows when the opportunity is there, we see the later part of October, the seasons, the migration route, you might say, of the elk is disrupted. It becomes more, it's not uniform anymore, and so it's a hardship. So to try and increase the elk harvest, especially on cows, I would request that we open up in the first 2 weeks of December. In October.
Any questions from the commission at this point? see no questions, I think what we'll do, we'll hear from the department, and then should we have any questions, we'd like for you to stick around.
Thank you.
Again, Tom Kirschman, Director of the Wildlife Division, and thank you, Madam Chair. And I appreciate the petitioner coming all the way from Western South Dakota to be here today to speak to you in person. Just a couple of quick comments that Mr. Ritberger mentioned as well. So what the petition is asking for is specifically to Unit 4 of the Black Hills elk hunting season. Quickly on a little background, as he mentioned it, the Unit 4 itself is primarily a private land hunting unit within the Black Hills. And so access and opportunity to harvest an elk in Unit 4 is quite honestly driven by working with, creating those relationships with landowners in that specific unit. Whether you have a bull tag or a cow tag, it really doesn't matter. So it's working hand in hand and closely with those landowners, and we have a lot of those landowners that do work with our agency and provide that access and opportunity for the harvest of elk. Right now, as he stated, when you look at the season dates for Unit 4, like the rest of the Black Hills, on October 1 for the firearm season is when the bull hunting can begin. And it's for bull hunting only for the first 2 weeks. And then the cow hunting opportunity, those cow tags, begin on October 15th through the end of October. And then the first 2 weeks of December as well. So you do have right now, there's 2 weeks where it's just for the bull hunters. And then those second 2 weeks of October, it's the overlap of bull hunters and cow hunters. Now, again, why I bring that up, it's just important to understand what the situation and scenario is on the ground as we speak for that hunting opportunity. But again, from the standpoint, this unit is quite significantly different than the other units in the Black Hills. Obviously, every unit in the Black Hills has some private land ownership in it. But when you look at the proportion or percentage of private land ownership, Unit 4 is by far the highest level of private land ownership and the importance of working with those landowners. So when this petition came forward, we had a lot of conversation over this. This was actually discussed briefly. Every year, our staff actually invite landowners to a couple of landowner meetings in the Black Hills to talk about elk hunting seasons, season structures, license allocations, those types of things, see how things are going. And this was a topic that was brought up. They had a short conversation about it, and then ultimately it was decided by Mr. Ripper and some other landowners in their conversations to submit a petition to bring forward to you to make this slight modification to the dates for the allowance of cow hunting. So hence what you see in front of you in terms of the petition. Our recommendation to you right now would be to accept this petition and move it into the rule promulgation process, primarily from the standpoint of obtaining additional public input on this. When you look at the grand scheme, this year there will be 40 bull tags and 40 cow tags in Unit 4. So what this really impacts are the 40 individuals that would draw a cow tag, which would allow them or provide them an extra 2 weeks of time frame to be harvesting those cows under some of those scenarios that the petitioner just described to you. And again, in those tags then too, the bull tags will go out to landowners plus those tags that go out to the general public. It would create that scenario of overlap like we discussed here, like the second 2 weeks of October right now. But again, the really important component of this whole conversation is Unit 4. It doesn't matter what time of the year you're there hunting during the elk hunting season. It is about communicating and working with those landowners to obtain those opportunities and the access to get in there to harvest, whether it's a bull or a cow elk. And so because of those reasons, we would recommend to you that you go ahead, accept the petition. We will work to put the public notice out and have then an official public hearing at your May commission meeting held there at Custer State Park, and that's where you would hear your official public input from the public, the hunters, the landowners, whoever else would want to provide input, and that would be the place for your final decision if you decide to go that route. So We will certainly stand by and answer any other questions that you may have, but our recommendation to you would be to move this petition forward and at least obtain some additional public input on this one.
Thank you, Director. Questions from the commission and or comments?
Madam Chair.
Commissioner Spring.
On this issue, I had probably 6 phone calls from landowners in that unit, and everyone was for this change, and I personally know this unit quite well, and I think in order to harvest more of the cows, which is needed, because there's a lot of elk in that unit, the numbers are high, I think we need to go along with it to try to bring the numbers down to a reasonable level.
Very good. Any other questions, comments from the commission? We do need to move on this particular petition today.
Right. Madam Chair, so it would come down to your decision to either accept the petition, move it forward for the rule promulgation process, or deny, and then provide the justifications or reasons for denial.
Move to accept.
Move to accept by Commissioner Call, second by Commissioner Spring. Any comments on that motion? Very good. And just for the record, we do have Commissioner Whitmire is joining us virtually as well. With that, we will move forward with a vote. All those in favor of accepting the petition, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? So it will move forward.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And we will work on putting together a public notice that would announce this rule change, because that's what it is. And then it'll be part of your public hearing at your May commission meeting.
Very good. Very good. So for our